Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
From the hunt for black pudding in Mayo to finding love in a forest in Kilkenny, Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is here with his look at the stories from across the country this week. These all sound very interesting, yes, Shane, I have to tell you.
I'm involved in neither. I'm not looking for love in a forest, nor am I looking for black pudding. But other people are.
Okay, well, let's firstly touch on a story that's been doing the rounds this week, and that is the cost of GAA membership and how it varies greatly across the country.
Yeah, so we're not looking at one county for this first story. We're looking at a rake of counties, a nice regional spread for our regional roundup, because we're looking at GAA membership prices, particularly for children. So if you have children, how much it costs for them to join their GAA club. Not surprisingly, parents in Dublin paying substantially more for their children to play GAA than those in any other county.
And why is that? Have they found the reason for that?
Well, they reckon it's because in Dublin, the running costs are a lot more expensive than in other parts of the country. So that's why. I should say this is a nationwide survey of 250 clubs by the Irish Independent. And what they say is that because the fees are used to help cover your day-to-day costs, those costs for many Dublin clubs are significantly higher than other parts of the country. Dublin highest fees, annual fees costing for children between 55 and 250 euro. Around the country, the survey found that the most inexpensive underage fees were between 5 euro and 10 euro. So quite a disparity.
Yes, it certainly is. So there is some club in Dublin charging 250 euro.
And actually only 10 kilometres away, another club in Dublin is charging 25 euro. So 10% of that cost. One's inner city Dublin and another club, as I say, less than 10 kilometres away. So there's quite a variation. And there are no rules, by the way, on how much you can charge when you set your membership fees. So it is up to the club.
Yeah, now I always thought there was rules until this story this week highlighted that. So is it to do with the fact that there are a lot of very large clubs in Dublin compared to other clubs around the country?
That's probably part of it as well, because I see that in Cork, which is the second highest fees, it's also one of the largest clubs in the country. So the more children that you have, the more members that you have, the higher the expense. The fees, by the way, go towards affiliation fees, player injury schemes, equipment and utilities. But then looking at Munster, parents in Munster pay underage fees between 20 and 150 euro, but there is that club in Cork that also charges 250 euro. In Leinster, outside Dublin, the fees amount to between 5 euro and 90 euro on average. Some clubs in Limerick City and Offaly are charging as little as a fiver, while clubs in Roscommon, Leitrim, Wicklow, Cavan, Monaghan, Longford, Laois, Donegal and Antrim report fees of a tenner. The cheapest county where you can play GAA underage is Fermanagh, where the fees are as low as 6 euro to 26 euro on average. But they do say that in comparison to other sports, GAA represents quite good value for money. I don't know if you know this experience, but for rugby, you're talking between 80 and 160 euro. Some of the schoolboy soccer clubs in Dublin be around 150 quid. And adult GAA players are playing a lot more. So they're paying about 100 or 200 euro.
Just thinking about that 250 euro charge, though, imagine having three or four children in the one club at the same time.
Yeah, and that's before you buy the boots and chip in for all the charity fundraisers as well. I can't really say shop around, because you kind of have to stick to your local club, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, let's have a listen to this song, which will remind us of what we're about to talk about next.
Go in, fuckle ga, fuckle zoo, fuckle ella.
And I not know no fuckle at all.
She go in, fuckle ga, fuckle zoo, fuckle ella.
Now, if that's the only Irish you have, maybe this isn't suitable for you. But Gaeltacht's campsite is to return to Electric Picnic again this year with its own trad music stage.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to Laois for this next story and the Cúpla Focal, as you say, because Electric Picnic has announced a Gaeltacht campsite will return this year in an effort to promote the Irish language and culture. Kind of like its own little Irish commune there in Electric Picnic. And Electric Picnic has made the announcement in partnership with Conran na Gaeilge. The campsite will be called An Láthair Gaeltachta, and we're told it'll be a hotspot for Irish-speaking festival goers. Attendees at the three-day festival will have the opportunity to get involved in an Irish-speaking environment, pitching their tents at the designated site. So I presume the rule is, if you're going to pitch up there, you have to be able to speak Irish, and they'll have their own stage in which festival goers can listen to a mix of trad music every night from 7pm until midnight. Of course, Electric Picnic sold out months and months ago, so it's only if you're going already that you could sign up and do this. Nice idea, though.
It is, and I believe it's been... been speaking to a Gaelgor the other day who says it's hugely popular.
Yeah, running since 2018, I understand. So clearly this is, what, the fifth or sixth year of it, and they're clearly very happy with it. So good luck to everyone going, and just be sure you're able to speak Irish at any stage of the day or night.
More than in Fuclella or whatever.
Exactly.
I was looking for love in all the wrong places, looking for love in too many faces, searching their eyes, looking for traces of what I'm dreaming of.
Now, this story fascinates me. I want to go to Kilkenny next. And this is speed dating with a difference.
It is indeed, yes. The headline is, I went speed dating in the forests of rural Ireland and it's given me a good reason to delete Tinder. At a two-hour hike and mingle event along a riverside in Kilkenny, people find a refreshing alternative to swiping endlessly on the apps. That's according to this week's Farming Independent. It's actually a really good piece written by Asmia Riaz. And she writes that around 20 people have gathered around Paul Newman, who's a Wexford man who founded the dating app Catch. And he gives out bottles of water at the start of the event because he said hiking, like dating, can be a thirsty sport. And as the walk begins, there's already a healthy amount of chatter. So you go meet up, head off on this hike. And Paul had already predicted to the journalist that people will mix quickly. They already have their eyes on each other at the start of the hike. And already you overhear flirty conversations. It's speed dating in the forest, I think, is the best way of describing it.
Because you kind of, you swap around.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's
so
right.
Just like speed dating. So
yeah.
I might be talking to somebody as I'm walking along and somebody else can go on, yeah, and move on.
Yeah, guys and girls, by the way. So the group is divided into pairs of nine and they stop every 10 minutes or so to ask people to switch partners. So the idea is by the end of the 2 hours, every man and woman have had a chance to speak to each other. It appears to have been wildly successful. As Mia says, if my day out taught me anything, it was that dating or meeting new people doesn't have to be the dehumanising swiping hell that apps like Tinder have trapped many of us in. And even though she's back in the city now, she's in no hurry to reinstall Tinder. However, no word on finding a potential partner.
That's what I was about to ask.
No.
I mean, it's one thing going on a hike and getting talking to everybody.
Yeah.
But do you find love? Has anybody found love at the end?
As Mia, the journalist, hasn't. However, she has been inspired to get rid of Tinder. So there may be some potential there. Obviously, we should say we don't recommend that you go into the woods by yourself.
No, absolutely
and try
not.
And find a date. But maybe in an organised event, it could be a good way. The app is called Catch, K-A-T-C-H, if anyone else is interested in it.
And obviously, you know, you have that one thing in common that you're all going on a hike together. Mm. So you at least have something to talk about, which does break the ice.
Yes, and you're also immediately open to talking to other people, because I know for people who go into bars and things like that and try and chat up someone, sometimes people are very standoffish. If you're going to a hike and mingle event, you're going to meet a fellow hiker, as you say, but someone who's willing to talk and has the patience to listen.
Would you do it yourself?
No, I don't think so.
Why, the hiking or...?
Well, there's the lack of alcohol involved as well as the other thing. They're only handing out water at this event.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's go to the big event of this weekend, or at least one of the big events, down in Killorglin in County Kerry. A festival that's been running, I never realised this, since 1613.
If I was a goat up above around Ballyclave or Clinbear Mountain Stage, and if I knew that there was people out, and if I knew what was ahead of me, I'd be coming forward from the crowd looking to be captured. Because they're treated so well, their toenails are clipped, they're groomed, they're fed, they're treated, and like I say, when they're released, they're in better condition than what they were when they were actually caught in the first place.
So Michael Healy-Ray saying he'd be honoured to be chosen if he was a goat. This festival, as I said, running for hundreds of years.
Yeah, it goes back to the traditional celebrations of Lunasa. That's how far back you're talking about there. Quite weird to hear a TD talking about being a goat in that clip there. But as you say, the countdown is officially on to one of Ireland's most renowned festivals, the Puck Fair, which kicks off tomorrow. It runs annually. It's Ireland's oldest gathering festival, and some of today's traditions can be traced back as far as 1613. Once again, the town of Killorglin is preparing to host the festival with its unique custom, of course, of crowning a goat to stand up over the town. That's been taking place for 400 years, that idea of the goat. As you may remember, we've had to bring in changes to the goat, though. You remember the controversy over this last year.
So originally the goat used to stand at the top of the town for the weekend, essentially.
3 days, So now what happens is that the goat will stand over the town for just a few hours after being crowned on Saturday. Then the goat retires to his royal chambers before a dethronement ceremony on Monday, where the goat is once again released back into the wild. So yes, 3 days looking over the town, but there was a lot of controversy. Changes were implemented, I think, because of a heat wave last year. No such heat wave this year. But in general, animal welfare people saying that they had concerns over this, but as Michael Healy-Ray says, the goat better treated than being out in the wild.
But he does eventually get released back into the wild.
So he's dethroned on Monday and then released into the wilds of Kerry up the mountains there.
So the queen of the festival is also crowned, and she is a young 13-year-old.
Yes, indeed. It is Anna Kingston, who apparently loved to watch the queen in the parade with King Puck, and she says that she always dreamed of being crowned queen of the festival itself. The town of Killorglin, we're told, is a hive of activity as the final preparations are being put in place for the festival. So we'll have the King Puck and the queen all elected tomorrow and then dethroned unceremoniously on Monday.
It's been on my bucket list for years to get to go to Puck Fair. I know lots of friends have done it. Maybe next year. Every year I think of it, then something else comes up.
It's meant to be wild. It's meant to be great fun. And I think if you had reservations about animal welfare, particularly to do with the goat, those fears may be allayed. Although there are still horses and ponies there, people may have concerns about that too.
Okay, maybe next year. And finally, let's go to Mayo. And butchers from Newport have set up a prize hunt across the Great Western Greenway.
Yeah, the Mayo News has this incredible story about master butcher Sean Kelly, who's created a prize hunt worth €5,000 across Mayo. Do you know what a patogue is?
It's black pudding, isn't
it? Yes, well done. I'd never heard of this before. So 20 of these black puddings, Kelly's patogues, have been hidden on the Great Western Greenway across Mayo. And anyone who finds one will get a prize worth at least €200, with the top prize being a mountain bike worth €750. There's no entry fee for this treasure hunt either. So basically, if you're on the Greenway in Mayo, you can keep an eye out for it between Monday the 19th and Saturday the 24th of August. And the black kidney-shaped patogues could be anywhere along the Greenway from Westport to Cashel on Achill Island, and there will be hints given away on social media. You're probably wondering why they're bothering to do this.
Yep.
It's a lot of money. They say, Kelly's butchers say, it's their way of saying thank you to all the Greenway users who've called into the shop and to Kelly's Kitchen in Newport over the years. They appreciate the business of the Greenway and they want to give back. So you can hop on your bike, lace up your walking shoes and get yourself, your friends and your family on the patogue hunt. I hope I'm saying that word right.
You are, yeah. I think. Yeah.
And there's one prize per black pudding, so you have 20 chances of winning.
So it's an Easter egg hunt with a difference. And great prizes as well.
Yes.
Just for finding a black pudding.
Yeah, as I say, top prize is a €750 mountain bike. By the way, if you do find one of the puddings, each one has a unique identifier number on it and a label with details of how to redeem the prize. Basically, you go into Kelly's Butchers to get your prize.
Fantastic. OK, so that's for Greenway walkers in County Mayo, a €5,000 prize fund to find a black pudding patogue.
And you stay on the Greenway itself. You don't have to go off out searching. Just keep on the Greenway and hopefully you'll find them.
And of course, black pudding is superfood, as they say.
It is now, yeah.
There you go. All right. Shane, thanks very much indeed for joining us. Shane Beattie, presenter of Breakfast Briefing here at News Talk.
Thanks, Adrian.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.